Now, there are calls for a system to report bullying to be set up after claims of a toxic culture in Peterborough City Council's Conservative group. Councillor Mohammed Farouk resigned from the party yesterday, saying the last 2 years at the council had been hell. He's one of seven councillors to have quit the Conservatives in recent weeks, leaving the party with its lowest number of seats on the council for more than 20 years. Peterborough Conservatives refutes any allegations of bullying and denies claims of a toxic culture. Our local democracy reporter Joanna Taylor has been following this and can bring us the latest. Joanna, good morning. What can you tell us?
Good morning, Dottie. So, as you say, seven councillors have now quit since the local elections, three more this week and four in May. So that group of four had kind of said that they were unhappy with issues in terms of planning. They were unhappy with the direction of the Conservative Party. But now these three more, as you say, there's allegations now of bullying and a toxic culture. These resignations bring the Conservatives' number down from 30 all the way to 23. So it's quite a large chunk of their councillors that have gone and brought their numbers to the lowest in two decades. I think given that Councillor Mohammed Farouk had been suspended and he also had a son on the council, it wasn't entirely surprising that those two have gone. But the real marmalade dropper was when the cabinet member resigned, because that is one of the leader's kind of inner circle.
And talk to me about that cabinet member. It's John Howard, right? What did he say in his resignation statement?
So John Howard, yeah, had been a cabinet member, only just kind of reinstated to that role. He had been a cabinet member in that kind of core group of Conservatives at the top of the council for about a year. And it appears from what I've seen so far that he is upset with the treatment of Councillor Mohammed Farouk, who is one of his fellow ward councillors, and now they're both sitting as an independent. Councillor Farouk himself, as we've heard, has said that there was a toxic culture and that it's really taken a toll on him. So from what I've heard so far, it sounds like these other resignations are perhaps sort of in solidarity with him.
And the Conservative group have responded to this and they've kind of come out fighting.
They've said they strenuously deny allegations of toxic culture and they refute any allegations of bullying. Another cabinet member, Councillor Andy Coles, issued a statement on behalf of the whole group yesterday saying that there isn't a toxic culture and that they had just followed their internal rules as far as Councillor Mohammed Farouk being suspended goes. He'd been suspended for about a fortnight before he says that he was allowed back into the party but then resigned. But I think the really interesting thing was that they also kind of said they weren't all that surprised to also lose Saqib Farouk, because he is, as I said, Councillor Mohammed Farouk's son. But they pointed out that they would actually welcome the cabinet member John Howard back in. And with all the resignations we've seen so far, I'm yet to actually see them say that about anyone. So that was quite an interesting line to me.
And Wayne Fitzgerald, the Conservative leader of Peterborough City Council, he's now lost, by my reckoning, more than a quarter of his councillors in a couple of weeks. What does this mean for the leadership of this Conservative group?
Well, yeah, exactly. This is certainly, a large number of Conservatives. As I said, they've gone down from 30 to 23. So that is quite a big jump. Nothing, as with the last spate of resignations, nothing kind of happens automatically. The leadership is a matter for the Conservative group. The only other kind of thing that could happen is that a coalition could take over. But, you know, yesterday I spoke to the leader of the Labour group on Peterborough City Council and the Lib Dems, and they were kind of saying that they want to see stability. And, Labour's Dennis Jones in particular said, given the number of resignations and what these councillors are saying, there clearly is a toxic culture. And yet they're still not talking about a coalition in order to take over. They're still looking ahead to the next elections, which for the local elections will be in almost a year. So, that leaves us with the question, how important is all this? Is it all just infighting and kind of navel gazing? Because in terms of how the council functions, actually very little changes? Or should we be looking more seriously at this? And I think that's probably a matter for these people's voters, for you to kind of decide.
Joanna, really good to talk to you. Thank you very much. Our local democracy reporter, Joanna Taylor, she mentioned Dennis Jones, who's the leader of the Labour group on Peterborough City Council. He's going to be on the show in the next 5 minutes. She also mentioned Councillor Andy Coles, who's issued a statement representing the views of the Conservative group on the council. Councillor Coles will be on the show giving their response just after 8 o'clock today. Just now, let's speak to Julie Stevenson, an independent councillor for Orton Waterville. Hi, Julie.
Morning, Dottie.
What about these claims of bullying, a toxic culture, victimisation is a word that's been used. What do you make of it?
And there clearly is a toxic culture. There is, and it's quite telling, isn't it, that in the statement from Councillor Coles yesterday, it really didn't address that. But from what Councillor Farouk Senior was saying, it sounds absolutely horrific, and it's affected his health. So it's about time that they faced it. I think the Conservative Party locally needs an internal inquiry. They need to sort it out quickly and get on with it, because they are in charge. This is an absolute mess. It's embarrassing and it's wrong. And denying it is not the way to go. It's crazy.
I mean, they would say, Julie, the independent inquiries and yet more, you know, wrangling internally just takes their time away from serving the needs of the people of Peterborough.
But they need to get on with it so that they can get on with serving the needs of the people of Peterborough. Or how many more resignations are there going to be? What was very telling yesterday compared to the last time I spoke to you about this, the last time I spoke to you, four councillors had resigned because of what they said were policy matters. Huge difference here when the councillor is saying that he's resigned because of bullying and because it's made him extremely unwell. And then two other principled councillors, particularly John Howard, who's given up a seat on the cabinet, are coming out in support of Councillor Farouk Senior because they're principled and they're concerned about the way he's being treated. This is where the toxicity lies. It's being laid bare. The best thing the Conservatives can do now is acknowledge it, deal with it, remove anybody who's causing those problems, if it's possible to use a procedure to do that, and then move on, because that's what the council needs. They cannot limp on like this. How can they? There'll be nobody left.
Julie, you've never been part of the Conservative group on the council, but as a councillor, have you experienced any kind of treatment like this from fellow members?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I would say it's not just a Conservative issue, it's a council issue, and therefore it's an issue for Peterborough and it's an issue for the city. The problem is, I have to say, it's a lack of a procedure that protects the victim. Whenever anybody experiences anything, in order to put in a complaint to the council about the behaviour of another councillor, it involves the victim having to, you know, be very heavily involved in that process, and then there are no sanctions at the end of it. So what is achieved for the victim? And somebody was saying to me yesterday on Twitter, oh, you know, you just resign. No! Why should I resign? You know, if something's difficult, it should be the people who are causing the problems who are dealt with. But unfortunately, in local government, not just Peterborough, there's no real process for this. I sat a couple of years ago on a group within the council where we tried to address this, but there's no way for us to put sanctions in. There just isn't. That's not the way that local councils work. So we've got a real problem here, and it has to be down to the parties to flush out these problems and deal with them so we can do what we all want to do, which is get on with the business of running the city.
Councillor Julie Stevenson, independent representative for Orton Waterville. Councillor Dennis Jones is the leader of the Labour group on Peterborough City Council. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Dottie.
Quite a whirlwind 24 hours then in Peterborough politics again. What's your reaction to everything that's happened?
Gobsmacking, to be quite honest with you, is I think Joanna and to a degree Julie have summed it up brilliantly, to be quite honest with you, is I put a motion forward just before in the last municipal year about sort of bullying and toxic cultures. And, you know, there were a couple of people who said, yeah, OK, but if you can't stand the heat, stay out the kitchen, that sort of response to it. And yes, to a degree, there is always a bit of rough and tumble in local politics, in national politics. And I don't think you could ever remove that. But when words like toxicity and bullying are used, then everybody has to sit up and take notice, because that has implications, as Julie said, for all of us.
What is toxicity? What are you talking about?
The old phrase, I think it's a Chinese said, a fish rots from the head down. So what we're saying here is that whatever the culture is at the top of an organisation, it then starts to seep down.
But what is that culture? Can you give any examples of this toxicity you're talking about?
Not in the Labour group, Dottie.
Well, no, but you're talking about toxicity among other parties, so presumably you must have seen some things that have troubled you. Like what?
Honestly, no. Because there's also been suggestions that there's been collusion between opposition members. You know.
So hang on. Sorry, Dennis, I've got to butt in. But you're talking about there being a toxic culture within certain parts of Peterborough City Council.
I'm not talking about it, Dottie. Other people are talking about it. When people use words like toxicity, it suggests that there is a poison within their group. I have no evidence of this. I'm not using that word. They are. I'm not. And one of the things, so you asked me my reaction, and I said before, gobsmacking, because I didn't realise that things are obviously were that bad with, as Julie said, you've got people like John Howard, Farouk and his son. I mean, I know John, I've been on corporate parenting with John, I've sat on climate change with Farouk, and I've known these guys. Farouk was elected the same year as me. And, you know, when people are resigning from senior posts, they're senior people in the Conservative Party, and from senior posts, questions need to be asked. And they're using those words, not me.
Can Wayne Fitzgerald stay on as leader, Dennis?
One has to ask the question. If you ask Andy Coles, then obviously the answer is yes.
What's your answer?
I think that he certainly needs to get a hold of this. I mean, I'd be deeply troubled if this was on my watch, and I would want to know exactly what's going on. And, you know, because obviously when you talk about toxicity, it's something which is in the system and it's been there for some while. And if somebody thinks they're doing a really good job and then suddenly 4, not 2, not 3, not 4, but 6 or 7 people suddenly resign, everything isn't well. All isn't well, is it? So that's where the leader of any group, not just Wayne Fitzgerald, has got to really get hold of this and make sure that that what is presented to the world is a unified force of people fit to run the city. And that clearly doesn't appear to be the case as we sit here now.
Dennis, thank you for your time. Councillor Dennis Jones, leader of the Labour Group on Peterborough City Council. We've had a statement from the City Council's Conservative Group. They strenuously deny that there is a toxic culture and refute any allegations of bullying towards Councillor Farouk from any member. They say the group appropriately followed their internal discipline rules. It's disappointing, they say, that they were not given a right to respond to these allegations before they were released to the public, as they do not agree with what has been alleged. Their priority is to deliver for the people of Peterborough. They say the Conservatives won extra seats in Peterborough at the recent local elections and also won the popular vote convincingly. They have a mandate to get on with plans for Peterborough and deliver good services, and that is what they are going to do. We will be speaking to a representative from Peterborough's Conservative group after 8 o'clock this morning, and I really hope that you can stick around to hear what he has to say about all of this.